You are listening to the Riverfront Church Podcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more. So we are at the Think and Drink Bible Study. We're doing some summing up thoughts, sharing the things that have stuck with us. Tonight is September 11th, 2019, and we have been talking tonight about the book of Philippians and Ephesians. And talking about all the things that Paul said and did, and all sorts of interesting thoughts and verses and stuff to chew on, and challenging assumptions and things like that. So I'm wondering which one of my friends would like to share their thoughts first.
Okay, first thoughts, incredible food tonight.
Yes.
Yay!
And
to
put that in context, Elaine treated us to a not only a tasty feast, but a mindful, thoughtful, awesome, well-organized feast with interesting messages throughout the whole meal.
Well, I liked tonight. We went through a lot of different verses and just got a whole new perspective. Like, you know, we talked about how we are God's workmanship, and Paul, in these books, was trying to get across a message that, you know, God made us to work through us, that, you know, we're not just supposed to sit there and wait on God to do something. We have to be in active participation in this. Some of the verses, I was like, oh, I didn't look at it that way. There's a verse, he has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier. And I always thought the barrier, like someone else shared, was like that barrier we put between us and God. And actually, Paul was talking about breaking down the barrier that was between the Jews and the Gentiles. Because when this was written, you know, he's trying to get everyone to understand that now everybody is welcome into the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter. It was that great mystery that was revealed that you don't have to be born this way or that way or, you know, be in a certain bloodline. God said now that Jesus is sacrificed, he was that perfect sacrifice, we are all welcome. And it's just amazing when you sit here and you see the images, which helps a lot, which is hard to convey an image on the screen. The one thing cool is we talked about the one verse was, if I can find my little image here, it was a verse where the image in the background was a picture that Van Gogh painted. And everybody looks at Van Gogh and, you know, he's got this great art skill. And what I didn't know about him was that he had a neurological issue or problem or disease that when you look at his pictures, that's literally how he saw things. It wasn't him saying, oh, I'm going to turn this beautiful starry night into this really cool picture. It's literally how he saw it. And in this one picture we looked at, all the little houses in the village had lights, and the one that didn't was a church because he was in the ministry, and he was very frustrated with the church and the ministry. And we talked a lot about how there were frustrations where the Jews were still stuck on these rules and regulations instead of the purpose of what Christ came for was, you know, love and compassion and working together and just being kind and helpful. And the one verse, put off your old self, you know, put on a new self, was explained that it's meaning just to kind of put away your selfishness. And I said, wow, I never thought of it in that way. That was a really good way to look at that, because I think of old self as like something sinful I did. And really, most of the time when we sin, we're probably being selfish and self-centered and self-serving. So we need to put that away, put that part of us, you know, away. And the other verse I liked was about the don't let the sun go down on your anger. And I used to think, well, you know, if you're angry at someone and you forget to talk to them, and then they die in the middle of the night, then you're forever condemned, you know, or you just have to resolve things. But really what it is when you let the sun go down on your anger, it's self-destructive to you because it stays with you, it brews with you, you get upset, you get angry, you can't sleep, you're you're bothered by it. So it's better just to discuss it, get it out, and just not hang on to that anger. That's kind of what I got tonight.
Thank you, Elaine. So what I got from tonight was delicious food. Great job on that. And I see how our facilitator has kind of infected everybody with this. We're not only – this is what makes Think and Drink really different, is that we're not just reading words on a page. We're actually engaging the word itself. And we're almost transported to that time and place, which has really been brought out tonight between your meal and what we were reading, like to actually go into where Paul was and seeing, you know, like the one part that, you know, that Ken said was that he wrote that when he was in jail. And it's like, oh, Christ does all things. It literally took me to I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, really, when I see the context of, yeah, it was home prison, but it was like he's writing this while he's like in prison, right? He's not free to do whatever. And he probably still had that whatever pain, that mystery pain that he had. But that put it in context, and it's all about this word in the context of the time and then how it relates to us. That being said, and with the visuals, there was like a couple really good visuals, like the one with the other underwater Jesus, and there was like three of them around the world or something like that. And it's like all kinds of things. So it's not just, we're not just engaging the word, we're engaging the time that word was written, and we're engaging everything else. Like, it's literally all of our senses are on fire with this. So we are into the word. And then we talked about, there was a lot of like the different parts of the person or of the human being. And the one was anger has their expiration date. I kind of like that. You know, it's kind of like it does need to expire. You know, and where before I would always, you talking about Elaine about how some things would just stay, and I own the anger. Where it's supposed to expire. I'm supposed to let it go at one point, and that's something I take away from tonight. Is really about that, because and then Pastor Emma was talking about the least, last, and the lost. You know, this love is the now. It's a present thing that requires action. You know, our salvation is not based on action, but our expression of the love that we show to God because of what He's done for us is the action that we do, and that's how we express our love towards a God that has saved me and given me the faith that's in my past. And that was kind of like, and kind of got to the point where it was like, well, the third pillar is not there. And the hope is, we are the hope. We're the light. We reflect the light of God. And it was a lot of conversation about that went on. And then when we touched into like the Philippines, it was the pleasure, happy, and joyous. And which was really... that was kind of our homework for last. When we were talking about the pleasure, happy, and joyous, the pleasure was always, I thought about pleasure, and it was like pleasure was always that instant gratification. It was always like, I get pleasure fast. And it was a physical thing. Then we talked about happy, and happy was more of a mental state, but that was also temporary. You know, these are both temporary things that they come and they go, and they go up and they go down. But then when we started discussing joy was like a state of being that was constant. It wasn't changing. It wasn't going back and forth, as Paul was saying, like the wind being carried to and fro. It was more of a constant thing. And when we get the joy of Christ in us, it's more of a steady kill. It's something very steady. And it's not the pleasure that we used to know or the happy that we think we have. It's more of a steady thing that we know we'll always have that joy in our heart, which was completely awesome for me. And that's one of the things, is when we get here and we come from different places and it gets a little messy, as Emma says, we're able to come away with our own, I don't even know how to say it, our own feelings on these different things, which makes this way more than just a Bible study for me, and I truly enjoy, like, everybody that's here. And we're getting close to the end, so if you guys missed it, and, you know, we still got a couple, so come on through.
I think my aha moment was that whole thing in Ephesians where, you know, Paul famously has this armor of God metaphor, and to realize, oh, that's right, he is a prisoner, probably sitting there next to a soldier in full uniform at the time, going, you know, wearing his armor, and going, oh, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that was nothing too too revelatory there, but an interesting aha moment. And Philippians is just Paul just expressing this pure joy in a community that seems to understand the concept of, you know, why they're there and what they're doing, and his encouragements to them and appreciation for them is incredible to this community, led by Lydia, a woman. You know, I think that's kind of an important thing to point out there is, you know, Paul the feminist. Emma?
Nope. Paul's still not a feminist. But one of the things that I kind of was thinking about as Damon was talking was that idea of religious tracts and, you know, how some people are very judgmental about people who leave religious tracts everywhere, myself included. I will throw myself under that bus. But if you think about Paul in that way of kind of that taking the story so seriously that you have to tell the alternative to people, it does give you a slightly more favorable take on some of the scriptures he wrote. Still not a Paul fan, but I could buy into some of the things that he's saying, especially as they relate to the times that he lives in, and sort of either turning social norms on their heads or embracing them in a different way or thinking about how to be in the world differently. So that's kind of what I've got rolling around in my head right now.
I have a takeaway for tonight.
What?
Hospitality was a big deal in the first century, and we saw tonight someone exemplify hospitality. So I just wanted to personally thank Elaine for a wonderful meal, a wonderful presentation that brought home the scriptural context that we always talk about. So thank you, Elaine.
Thank you for the inspiration.
If you came to Think and Drink and saw all his Facebook visuals, oh my God, you would understand why we would be inspired to do this.
So next week, Philemon and Colossians. Okay, and any questions to think about? All right.
Is Paul a feminist?
Join us next week as we continue to explore Paul the Feminist.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Riverfront Church Podcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.